You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine. We have Taryn Park and Nick Simpson.
Simpson Dix. My mother will be furious.
I
didn't mean to drop that off.
But the thing is, though, both of you have been in before, and Nick, we remember why you came in, but Taryn has no idea why
he
was
here.
I've
got no idea. I remember I had a very nice time, but I can't remember what we were doing.
So you're here to talk about a show that's part of Midsummer. What's it called?
It's called Falsettos.
Right, okay. Yeah. So before we... And the interesting thing is that John's sitting over here looking very nonchalant. Yeah. He's actually been in a production of it.
Yeah, I played Whizzer. Like... 2002.
I know. People talk about it. People say, is it going to be as good as the last one? So, John, you can tell us whether it is or not.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait. And Sam Ward, who we'll talk about, is, I think, an incredible, exciting young talent who played the role that I played many years ago.
Not too many.
Now, let's do a bit of a background, even though you've both been in. Well, Nick, sure. We've worked it out. It was 2 years ago that you were here.
For Elegy, I think that's right.
Right.
Yeah, for, yes, that production, which was for Midsummer 2016, I guess.
A one-man show, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. So give us a bit of a background on yourself.
Oh, what would you like to know?
Well, you know, like as a performer?
Sure.
Where did it all start from?
It started probably when my parents introduced me to Rocky Horror Picture Show, funnily enough, on VHS. Jim Sharman actually later became a friend of mine, which is sort of strange and serendipitous.
Hey, lucky
somewhere.
You.
Yeah. We'll just pick that name back up.
I was introduced to musicals from a young age. I guess that's how... It all started.
You got a role that I auditioned for with Jim Sharman, didn't you?
Did I?
Was that the Andy Warhol one?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's
probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh
well,
my God,
still
so
not over it. Still
like
not.
It
was ten, it's probably 10 years ago, and he's still mad about it. So, look, I don't know what to say. I started out in community theatre, like a lot of us do. I tend to kind of straddle. If you like musical theatre, and Tyrone's reacting in the background to that use of that verb, I tend to straddle musical theatre and theatre and film and television. So
you studied at NIDA.
I studied at NIDA. Yep.
And how was that?
That's where we met, actually, Tyrone.
I want to tell his backstory. He's being like all awkward and weird. He studied at NIDA and he was fantastic, right? Always was. And,
did you know each other there?
We know each other from previous lives, you know, many lives.
Right.
And we were performers once. We did a kind of a small version of Sunday in the Park with George at NIDA. And that's where we kind of first worked together as actors. But he's been doing all sorts of things. I mean, he was in, you know, I just noticed then when we were plugging our show, I was like, oh, you know, I was looking at Instagram, I was like, I haven't seen you since The Play That Goes Wrong, which was fantastic and toured all over Australia. He was one of the leads in that. He's doing Bell Shakespeare later in the year. I directed him in Assassins several years ago, which was the first directing job I did, and that's when I kind of went, oh my God, I have to work with him all the time, and we've just found our way back to finding each other now. But, you know, he's being really bashful about what he's done. He's done everything.
That's about it.
All right, Taryn, what about you then? You obviously went to NIDA as well.
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
I thought you said
no.
You did.
No,
that's
no, no.
How
well,
you
we,
met.
We did a production at NIDA, but I wasn't studying there at the time. I went to Whopper, the other place.
Oh, the one in Western Australia.
Yeah. And,
did you know...
No.
John there.
Well, here's a funny story. When I wanted to go to Whopper, because I'm a Perth kid,
yeah.
I saw Taryn, you did your cabaret at some place in Mosman Park.
That was awful.
No, but I just was
say
obsessed.
It with music, the music key, of Irving Berlin.
Low-key obsessed with you and that and the whole course. So I knew who you were before you knew who I was.
I'm so embarrassed. Sometimes at Whopper you have to do these. You don't have to do them anymore.
So you were doing... You were studying acting.
I was studying acting, yeah. Oh, yeah, all I wanted to do was act until probably about 4 years ago, and then accidentally just stumbled into directing, like literally just kind of the sound. I was doing another production of Sunday in the Park with George where I was playing George, and the sound guy said, I have all this money to do a show. Would you like to be in it or direct it? And I thought, oh, sure, why don't I direct it? I've never done that before, and then now I've been directing ever since, to the point where I don't covet performing at all anymore. It's quite lovely to sort of have these people who do it much better than I do, and I can just sit there and go here and do that, and, you know, all that stuff.
Now, Nick, tell us.
Yes.
This play. What's it about?
Oh, what's it about? Tyron. It's a good question. I mean, look, it's about a lot of things. I suppose the themes that jump out immediately to me are family, relationships, masculinity, the nature of masculinity, I think. And I say that with a caveat that obviously I think we're in a climate right now, which is great, where we do, and we've talked about this a little bit, we do need stories about much more than that, strong female stories, you know, LGBTQI stories, and that's certainly part of this piece. It's William Finn, and it's always a concern of his, I think, is...
And it's become, like, falsettos has become almost a classic now because...
It's almost iconic as well, you know, I think, which is wonderful.
And you guys are doing... So I have done the show, as we talked about, but I was doing a little bit of research. So you guys are doing March of the Falsettos and Falsetto Land, which is falsettos.
That's true, yes.
But it's actually part of a trilogy...
Within Trousers.
Yes, but we're not doing Within Trousers.
No.
Sure.
I think, I mean, I'm not sure about this. This is a good question for you guys. Is it usually performed now? Is it understood now that Falsettos is the three, generally, the three pieces or the two pieces? Is it usually done as a sort of a diptych?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
To
be quite honest, no.
They don't, no. Mr. Finn doesn't let In Trousers happen very often anymore.
Right.
Sure.
That's pushed away, and this is now the kind of official version that he, you know, is out there. And it was on, some people might know, it was done on Broadway last year. Now we're in 2018, so 16.
Yeah.
Yes. It was even slightly shifted for that. There were some new things, and that's the version that we're doing.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
So Tyron, how did this come along to you? You know, like, and then, you know, choosing your actors.
Sure. Look, it was just on my wish list, and I am quite honestly blessed with this wish list that just keeps occurring for me, and I wanted to do it. I suggested it to an actor here in Melbourne that, you know, he said to me, I'd love to do a show with you. And I said, what about this show? We couldn't get the rights because, you know, they were taken. And then the people who took them said to me, do you want to do the show? So I said, great. And actually the guy who suggested it didn't end up getting in. So that was all a little bit awkward.
Actually, that's funny.
But we're here doing the show. And look, when I said yes that I'd do it and was looking at it, I think Nick had probably one of the easiest auditions of all time because I knew that I just wanted him in it. So I was like, just come in and just sing a couple of notes and I'll just tell them that you're wonderful for it. And, you know, you sort of know your people, and I've worked with Nick before and I knew he'd be perfect for it, and he had just the right. It's a really interesting show because it's kind of quirky and funny, but then has all this heart in the second act. And so I needed to find the right actors that could do all of that. And so Nick immediately came to mind, and along with all the other actors, you know, that there were a couple of surprises, actually. There were a couple of people that I didn't know who came in. I just went, oh, who is that? I have to use that. But it's a great bunch, and there's only seven in the cast,
right,
and children as well. So, yeah, you know.
Yeah. And what's your kind of vision for it? Because as we said, it is a classic now, and it's been done before all over the world. So what's going to be different about Tyron Park's version?
Look, I reckon, you know, in terms of, I think with anything, you've got to think, well, what is significant about it now in 2018? Like, even when we first talked about it 6 months ago, the equality thing was not, we didn't know which way that was going to go, you know? And I think there is something beautiful about family in the piece, which is,
well, it's kind of a modern family, isn't it?
It's
which is so relevant to today.
Definitely. But the thing that Nick was referring to is I've been thinking about, you know, what is it really about? And I think, you know, the lead character of Marvin, it really is about masculinity and how you, I read this fantastic interview. Some people might have read it, that Emma Thompson did as a response to the Harvey Weinstein thing.
Yep.
And it was all about men and what is our idea of masculinity and how this is occurring, and not blaming people, but it just put a spin on falsettos that I thought was really interesting for me, and about growing up, because our lead character kind of has to grow up in order to be a father to his son, really. That's what it's about. And so I'm kind of looking at it in that way, with all the quirks and silliness that's always been there. But when you say, what is it about? you know, it's about so many things, and I think that's part of the reason why it's so endearing and yeah. we still love it.
And Nick, as a performer, as an actor, I love singing William Finn stuff too. Like it's one of those, it's like a Sondheim almost.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a love-hate thing.
Yeah.
It's a love-hate thing.
Yeah. 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 How are you going with that?
It's a chromatic nightmare for me I think any of us who have heard Finn or performed Finn, which is most people probably in the industry at some point or other, there's a neurotic side of sort of frenetic side to the music, which is very signature Finn, I think. I think I'd be right in saying that. Not in a bad way. It's fast paced. It's, you know, the phrasing is quick and
well, especially for your
for
character.
Mendel. Yeah.
What's the song he sings? His number. It is really frenetic, isn't it?
Oh, I could. There are a bunch of them.
I've got so many numbers.
There are so many numbers. This relates to the heart of the piece too. Is that it's a very, it's a very kind of Jewish, musicality in that.
Yeah,
but then you have these, and that stuff is hard to sing. It's deceptively, or even sometimes not deceptively hard, just flat out hard to sing. In the same way that Sondheim can be. But I think then you have this this other side to Finn, which that's the soaring melodic ballad. Those beautiful, vocal lines that just open right up, and this. That's what's appealing, I think, as a singer.
So did you know the piece before Tyron came to you and said, audition?
Yeah, very well. I say very well, of course, and then you look at it and you realize you don't know it at all. But I felt like I've known it I've known it since my singing teacher, Jenny Heaton, introduced me to that ballad, that beautiful ballad that Marvin sings, What More Can I Say? 20 years ago or 15 years ago now. Yeah. And then I remember going to Sydney, where I studied, and living in Sydney for a time. There seemed to be such a strong following there for falsettos.
It was the musical of a generation.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And then I suppose I'd sort of forgotten about it a little bit. And I felt like in Sydney there was a community that somehow kind of embraced Finn a little more. In a kind of a more sort of rounded kind of way, and then coming to Melbourne, I saw Spelling Bee and actually directed Spelling Bee as a student production last year, and it reminded me how much I love the music, but I hadn't heard or thought of falsettos for a long time, and I certainly never considered playing Mendel. And Tyron pitched the idea. I thought, oh yeah, I'm that age now. I'm that guy now.
No. When did that happen?
I think it's a wonderful role for you. So quickly, tell us about some of the other cast. You know, who have we got?
Okay, who have we got? We've got Don Windsor, who is an American guy who came over here, got married to an Australian girl, and has just finished running around the country covering Higgins, Henry Higgins, in My Fair Lady, that big, wonderful production. And playing.
He was great.
This was the cover, so
I never saw him.
He was great, I have to say. He was great. I've seen him do little bits of it on the tram, actually, which is wonderful. And we've got Nick, we've got this wonderful girl called Jenny Little, who is the entire reason that I work at VCA. One of my lives, I work at VCA, and I just think she's so extraordinary. I had to work out what made Jenny Little Jenny Little. So she studied there, and so I use her in everything. Frankie Arena, who's just spectacular, who I did Eurobeat with years ago, and was running around being the old cat forever, and singing Memory and Cats
with me. I did Cats with her.
Really?
yes I love Frankie. She's crazy.
She's crazy.
I love her,
So crazy.
We've got
some kids. We've got this amazing woman Sarah who walked in. I've never seen her before, and she's played all these amazing roles in Cam Macintosh shows across America, and again married an Australian man, moved over here, and she's an agent. And the brief came across the desk, and she went, "I've always wanted to play Trina," and so she's coming to play the wife. And
brilliant!
How controversial! She didn't send any of her actors in. Well, she just took herself in.
She said, "I don't think this is a conflict of interest. I have no one for the role." And I was like, "Okay, sure." But look, it's a great bunch, and they all had to have a certain humour because it's such a joyous piece. It's so. Yeah. With a kind of shadow as well, because there's the significant relationship of Marvin and Wizza. He leaves his wife for a man, and it's set obviously during the AIDS epidemic. And so, you know, I needed people who could kind of have all the heart and the joy as well. So I'm thrilled with who I've found.
Brilliant. Fantastic. So it's on at Chapel of Chapel.
Yes.
It's part of the Midsummer Festival.
Indeed.
And what dates do you play?
Good question, my friend. I know it's very, very short. We play from the 1st to the 12th of February. So it's really not very long at all.
Yeah.
And it's only in quite a small venue, which is the kind of theatre that I have to say I'm really loving.
Are you in the loft or are you in the chapel?
In the chapel.
Fabulous.
But, you know, it's that kind of, it's that really up close, you know, music theatre made intimate that I think, because I saw the show on Broadway and had a huge response to it. I saw it the night that Trump was elected. And I go to the theatre by myself. I make it a rule to go by myself because I tend to not want to talk about it too much. But the night that I went, I knew I had to go with someone. I went with my friend Adam Rennie, and it was the whole show took on a really different meaning that night and was very, very emotional. And as I say, it just keeps moving with the times. That's what I love about it. It's different again now, a year later. Certain things
That's
resonate.
Almost Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly.
So you can get tickets at the Chapel of Chapel website, Stage Arts website, and the Midsummer Festival website. Book fast because it'll sell out, I think.
It will. Yeah. And good on you for doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
great.
Thank
you.
You're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.